playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk, and today we are speaking with Michael Reed, Project and Events Program Coordinator with the Economic Development Corporation of Wawa. First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me, Daniel. Today we're going to discuss a grant that the Economic Development Corporation has received for improving the seniors' community. The aim is to improve accessibility and inclusivity for everybody in town.
That's always a great goal. Very helpful to keep everybody included. I know there have been many efforts for that over the years. One question would be, I assume that the EDC is working with other organizations to do this as well.
That is correct. The Economic Development Corporation has partnered with a number of local organizations, including the Northern Algoma Literacy Center, Wawa Area Victim Services, Chadwick Home, and Elder Abuse Ontario, to help bring this seniors community grant into the most effective manner possible.
To do that, you've got a number of things that are happening. I know that includes workshops. You're looking at a plan. So let's start by talking about one of those workshops. I believe there's a tech-related workshop that's happening.
Yep. So for this grant, we aimed to target three areas: awareness, access, and analysis. And the Northern Algoma Literacy Center has helped us tackle access by hosting a number of seniors in technology workshops where they get to learn more about interfacing with new technologies, how to stay safe, and just in general, increase the access to the internet and these new technologies for everybody in the community.
Making it a lot easier. Obviously, this last year would have highlighted the use of technology and how helpful it can be and how some people might not have a lot of information about that. So this workshop would help them to better adapt in that sense.
Exactly. In particular, it helps with communication, I believe, is a big focus that they're trying to push so that people who are feeling isolated can still reach out and be part of a bigger community, even if they have to stay at home still.
I know you're also looking at the age-friendly plan. This is something that came up a few years ago, and you're just looking over what was there, how it's been going?
Exactly. The age-friendly plan was drafted and finalized in 2016, and so through this grant, we're conducting an analysis to identify if there were any gaps in the previous plan that we might have missed, and then also to just determine how well we've been meeting the plan's goals to date. An update on the results will become available sometime in late June or early July.
So does that mean that you're looking to write an updated version of the plan, or just kind of looking to check off what has been accomplished with it? What's the general end goal there?
We are working with a consultant right now to analyze the plan and identify potentially new areas that we need to be including within this plan.
Okay, so things that might have been missed or new issues that might have popped up in the interim, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
Another thing you're doing, you've got another set of workshops coming up as well.
Yep, this set of workshops goal is to increase the awareness, being that it is Seniors Month in June, and this year's theme is on staying safe. We are hosting a series of six workshops on various forms of elder abuse over the course of the week of the 22nd in June. We've partnered with Elder Abuse Ontario, Chadwick Home, and Wawa Area Victim Services to host virtual workshops through Zoom.
So that tech workshop might have come in handy. Just make sure that people know how to use that so that they might be able to attend these workshops as well.
Exactly. These workshops are intended for all ages, not just seniors. We're hoping to raise awareness about these issues amongst all demographics and age groups.
Okay, so not just keeping seniors apprised of things that they might need to watch out for themselves, but other people of age groups that might notice signs of elder abuse or learn better about how to prevent it, that sort of thing.
That's correct. We're hoping that by broadening the awareness to everybody, we can help catch it, not just for the seniors being aware of what can happen to them, but so that if me or you were recognizing signs or symptoms, we might be able to help step in and prevent it from continuing to happen.
That's a great goal. So if people want to learn more about what's happening, about these initiatives, about the grant, how can they find out more information?
Find out more about any of these workshops, check out the EDC Facebook page. You can send us a message there, and then there should also be some posts available for the different workshops.
Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Daniel.
Once again, that is Michael Reed, Project and Events Program Coordinator at the Economic Development Corporation of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.